Fuck. Technology. I don't even know how it works. And I never learn from my mistakes, even though I fuck up every week.
Neither do I, but I'm going to laugh at you and say you're stupid anyways.
Let me play the intro now that we've already started the episode. All right. So I got a message from one of our patrons. I want to read it to you.
All right.
Give me a second to pull it up, because even though I knew I would want to share it, I refuse to put any effort into this show outside of the actual time we record.
Neither do I.
Oh, fuck. Make some noise while I pull this up.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Dear Doug, you're fat.
You're fat.
I am fat.
That makes you a faggot.
Why does it make me a faggot?
Because you put in lots of things in your mouth, like food and dick. And
add that to the book of what makes you gay. Whoever's keeping track, I know I'm sure in the hell not.
I love making our fans do all the work for us.
We could probably get someone to write a whole script for an episode for us, or an entire audio drama, and then take credit for it.
That's perfect. I hate working for anything at all, but I love money.
So do I. But not enough for me to not fuck up every single ad read we've ever done.
Have we mentioned transgenders yet in this episode?
I don't think so.
They're fucking weird.
I agree. I'd never cut off my dick, even though I can't see it.
Ah, because you're fat.
And you're a hipster.
Just because I jack off on my record player every night while listening to indie alternative music does not make me a hipster.
Yes, it does.
No, I don't wear a beanie.
Well, your mom's a whore.
Have we talked about transgenders yet?
Yes.
All right. I don't remember anything.
We should make a t-shirt that says that.
What? I don't remember anything?
Yeah.
Sounds good. There's nothing I wouldn't do for money. I got $5 from setting my son on fire one time.
How's Bernie doing?
Still flaky, and I still secretly hate him.
That's racist.
How's that racist?
You hate him because he has no skin.
No, I hate him because his skin doesn't look like mine. I'm the least racist person on earth.
So you like black people?
Oh, my God. No, they're going to burn down all the auto zones.
Right. Fuck, I hate my life.
I hate your life, too, but I hate Kaya's life more, Turkish bastard.
So did you see this article about the woman who thought she fucked a penguin but really just fucked a midget in a tuxedo?
No.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. That was pretty fucking accurate.
If we could have read a little bit better, people would have bought it. That was just the show. That was actually sent in to us. That was sent in by every single episode ever.
Thank you, Crouton. That was,
oh my God.
That was fun.
Yeah, that worked out perfect. Really, it played right along. Every episode is exactly the same.
I just wish that he would have made it about an hour long.
You're right. Wouldn't have had to do shit. Give me my $5.
Well, here you go.
Oh, hey, look at that. Oh, hello, Fatty McFat and Doug. What the fuck? What's that all about?
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
How come you can't put that kind of effort into our audio drama? I got pissed off because you were out acting me in our script reading just now.
So that's awesome. So the problem is that it was my idea to read the audio drama. Like, I'll read my lines, you read your lines, and then we'll mix them together. It turns out that it doesn't work for me. I'm not very good at that. But it was my fucking idea. I thought it would work better, but it's hard. Like,
it's worked great for everybody else.
Yeah, has it?
Well, because I think what everybody else does is they read the lines before and after them, so they know how they're supposed to react.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like an eighth grade typing teacher monotone all the way through the entire thing.
Yes, that is very funny. I'm actually surprised I was able to keep up with the script just now. I'm surprised myself.
Yeah, I lost my place there, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know if you noticed.
All right. Nicholas is apparently writer's block. He's drawing another drawing for.
He's got writer's block. What do they call drawer's block? Oh my God.
So we were going to talk about, so we recorded Dear Flabby 11 and it was a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, I agree.
I still haven't even posted it to our feed yet.
I don't blame you. We talked about transgender shit. that made me laugh. Oh shit. So
we're going back and forth on what to do with the Dear Flabbies. I'm kind of in the camp of let's put Dear Flabby out to pasture.
Yep.
But I'm also in the camp of it's really easy.
Yeah, but it's really easy, but look how it turns out when it's really easy. Maybe it needs to be hard.
Well, the last one, it was, so we had Kevin on to read the questions for us.
Yeah.
And his mic was like three times louder than ours.
Yes.
You running it through whatever your post-process is didn't clean that up, so it's still fucking loud.
Well, that sucks.
And then we had Reverend Bob Levy on for almost 40 seconds.
I was going to say 40 seconds at a time, twice.
And then on top of that, it was just a bunch of copypasta and shit. So,
yeah.
But other than that, it was a fucking great episode.
It was a perfect storm of like everything that could just fuck up a show. You know what I mean? Like everything just compounded. If the questions would have been decent, we might have been able to salvage it. But like, it was like that episode, every question was just, oh, come on.
You motherfuckers.
I want to keep doing it. I like the premise. I just want to, I don't know. I don't know how to do it better, I guess. I like Kevin reading it. I think we can fix his mic issue, obviously. I like him reading it. And if we can get the questions to not be just garbage, you know, copy pasta shit, then it'll be good. It'll be a good conversation. It'll be fun. I'm not ready to abandon it yet, I don't think. Maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe we should jump ship while we still have a ship to jump.
Well, I mean, I don't know why we would treat this anything any different than anything else we do and just run it until there's no questions left.
Until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, run it till the wheels fall off.
Oh shit. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how we operate, so I mean, you know. All right, I guess that sort of answers that question. Maybe.
Well, I see two comments in regards to it. Bill Clinton. Oh, I guess. I love Dear Flabby. Just mix it in with the regular show, and then Fritzy, our neighborhood raccoon. I say you guys just take a break from him. So
we'll do both.
You know, I am inclined to always side with Fritzy because he makes good life choices.
Right. I think you just like that he likes you.
I think you're right. John suggests if you don't want shit questions, you could screen them beforehand. Fuck you, John. I'm not doing that.
I love that. Fuck you, John. it's like are you new here? You know, screen them before we start. Come on.
It was fun. So it was fun when we didn't screen them, and they were real questions.
Right.
But when we don't screen them and it's just copy pasta bullshit,
it sucks. So I'm in the camp of I would like to mix it up into regular, like just a regular show. Don't even do like a Dear Flabby. We can do a Dear Flabby show, sort of, and use that as like a jumping off point. And if a question sparks a conversation.
I'm not doing any jumping. I'm not, no hops, nothing.
Come on. If you just try it, eventually you'll like it. We can use that to start other conversations, and even if we only get through one or two questions, it's still
all right. So we'll here's what we'll do.
All right,
we will still do Dear Flabbies, but we just won't dedicate an entire episode. Okay, so on the alternating Sundays, which when we used to do Dear Flabbies,
yeah,
we'll just do regular episodes.
Yeah, and just throw Dear Flabby
questions. You know what I was thinking is what if we did a regular episode every Wednesday and then just did bonus episodes on Sundays?
Uh-huh.
So we did 4 bonus episodes a month.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. I mean, yeah. I mean, as long as we're still putting out doing the same amount of shows, I'm good with that. I don't care. No. You know me. I don't care. I would put all our shows behind a paywall. I don't care. Make all our shows free. I don't care. Let's record 9 times a week. I don't give a shit.
Well, we'll figure it out. All right. Future Flabby, check.
Check.
Am I supposed to click on something here?
Kevin? I don't think so.
I think I want to keep doing them. So do I. We addressed that. Moving on.
Moving on.
Shit. Interview with Duje. He had to postpone.
Yeah, fucking
Duje. Move that to the top. Put interview on SoundCloud. That's not related. What the fuck is that? Soundboard.
I was going to say, that's a note for you that you wrote yourself.
I'm like, SoundCloud? What?
we canceled SoundCloud. That. Put our new raps on SoundCloud, all right?
Bitch about merch site getting shut down and talk about our new merch site. Okay.
Right. Ready, go.
God damn it. They fucking took down.
I love it. at least you're being sincere.
Can you believe the audacity? Can you believe the audacity? The audacity.
Can somebody write Doug a rant, please?
Yeah. So Jesus. We talked about. All right. So we talked about it on our Dear Flabby episode.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum. But like I said, I haven't even posted that. I don't even know if I'm going to post it.
It wasn't good. I mean, it wasn't like. It just wasn't good. It was so stupid. It was just too much.
You know, normally, like, there's a good 30 to 72% of our episode that is just filler.
Yeah.
You know, so we have one topic to talk about.
Yeah.
Then we have filler. Then we do our patron shout out.
And then we say bye.
Right. Right. This was like, we didn't have the intro topic and we didn't have the Patreon shout outs. It was just the filler.
It's like we're amateur podcasters here.
So I don't know if I'll put it out or not. I might put it out, you know, a couple of days. Whatever. Anyway, so long story short, we got our merch site taken down from TeePublic because they're a bunch of fuckers.
Because some fucking assholes complained.
You know what? What really fucking pisses me off about that is not that anybody narked on us. It's okay. So they narked on us for something that wasn't even a true statement.
Yeah.
Saying that we were promoting pedophilia. I never thought I'd have to defend myself against this.
If we're gonna get busted for it, at least let us do it.
No, no. What the fuck is wrong with you?
If I'm gonna get in trouble for something, I want to at least have I want to do it.
Okay, so FBI guys, my name is Doug.
FBI guys. I'm Detective Jack Stabber. Come at me, bro.
I am not in the camp that. So if you're going to accuse me of something, especially something like that, I am in the camp of I didn't do it and I'm going to continue not doing it versus Anthony, who is I'm going to do it if you're going to accuse me of it.
Yeah, fuck it. You're accusing me of it. I'm fucking going all in.
Wait a minute.
I got to choose my words carefully when we're talking about this. I'm not going all in.
No, we're already 2 knuckles deep into this conversation.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, so there was a little snafu as far as one of our shirt designs, and it caused them to wipe out our entire store and say, fuck you.
But it wasn't even like, hey, guys, you know, we need to talk about this, or, you know, would you take this design down? Or it was none of that. It was like, oh my God, somebody tagged us in a post. We're taking the whole shit down. It's everything gone.
So we were doing well enough on there that we had a TeePublic rep.
Yeah.
And we got signed up in some stupid affiliate cookie monster program or something. But
affiliate cookie monster. What the fuck does cookie monster have?
So what happened, like, behind the scenes? So we signed up for this, got approved.
Yep.
We got our manager, whatever. So anybody that visited our site, our TeePublic site, and then went on to buy something else off of TeePublic,
yep,
because we attached a virus or a cookie or whatever the fuck it's called.
Nope, virus.
We ended up, we got credit for whatever they bought. And then we would get double credits anytime somebody bought any of our merch. So
it was great.
So, you're not talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're not even talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Tens and tens.
we were self-made hundredaires. but we lost all that as well.
Yep.
So I did reach out to my rep, and he informed me that I could contact legal if I had any questions.
Oh God. Is that what he said?
Yeah, but I wrote back again and said, "Listen, jerk off. Don't make me come there and punch you in the fucking head. I'll skull fuck you."
So then our store's reinstated then? I mean, usually that's how that works. You threaten and you get your way, you know?
No. So what I did find out is that there were some people that were upset because they recently bought merch, uh-huh, and haven't received it yet, but their orders are still going to process through. They're still going to get their shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't think that we're ever going to get our money from it, but they're going to get their shit.
Bullshit. Bullshit. TeePublic gets their money though, right? It's fucking bullshit.
But now we have whosrightpodcast.com/merch, which is leaps and bounds better than anything that we've had in the past.
Fuck yeah.
you're like a white Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm the hype man. it looks more like professional. I mean, I think that might be the most professional looking thing we've done, right?
I don't care about it looking professional. I care that people get their shit faster, they get it cheaper, and we make more money than we did before. More importantly, the money thing.
But it looks more professional.
I don't care about that. I don't.
We have to have an appearance of professionalism if we want to make this thing work.
Okay, so the merch site is now eco-friendly.
Right.
It's green.
It's we're going with a green initiative on this one. we're 10% more eco-friendly.
What, you know, when I put up a new design, I had that bing bong. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So I was sitting there fucking around on Photoshop, and I'm like, you know what? I think I got it. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit publish, mm-hmm, in my mind, it's like I'm waiting for my phone to start going.
like you hit it. Your design was great. It's like instant gratification.
I'm just waiting because it's like there's thousands of people just sitting there waiting for the bing bong shirt. They've been asking for it. And I finally put it out there.
They just keep refreshing the merch site. Waiting for the newest shirt design. Oh, shit. I don't know. It worked out good. You know, it worked out better for us because we got the merch site and everything. It still irritates me that some fucking douchebag has that much pull, you know what I mean? Like some douchebag that isn't even going to buy anything from fucking TeePublic, and TeePublic is so scared that they just shut the whole thing down as soon as somebody says anything. That's fucking terrible, man.
In all fairness, Anthony, it did say baby sex worker. I mean,
I don't care. that's not the point. You're missing the whole point.
I mean,
okay. I should be allowed to say baby sex worker if I want to say baby sex worker. Yeah, it's fucking terrible, but who gives a shit? I'm allowed to joke about whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I mean, except maybe baby sex.
Don't get fucking wishy-washy on me now, man.
Well,
we're four years in and you're getting wishy-washy?
I'm not wishy nor washy. I'm just saying, in this particular instance, while I don't accept any blame in this.
All right.
It's the algorithm is what fucked us. The the baby sex algorithm.
Big baby sex fucked us.
Yeah, big baby sex.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so you mean Hollywood.
Right? It was Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks personally. Oh, fuck, man.
I was talking to a guy at work, and he is somebody that I would consider very intelligent.
Uh-huh.
And we've always just had a professional relationship. We don't talk about personal shit at all.
Yeah.
And we ended up going into this conversation about the virus and all this shit. And it turned into, he's like, I don't like talking about this stuff because eventually people think I'm crazy. And I'm like, okay, so without saying I have a co-host who's a fucking whack job, I just say, no, I have regular conversations with people who have some pretty far out ideas. I don't think there's anything you could say that would come across as crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And so what he ended up with is he believes that the coronavirus is completely fabricated by the people who are protecting the pedophiles in Hollywood who are now under house arrest. So the entire world got put under quarantine to mask the fact that the majority of Hollywood is under house arrest for pedophilia.
So does he?
Can you dispute it?
Okay, hold on. Hollywood. So Hollywood is in California, right? So you're telling me that they're shutting down Australia?
But Hollywood Hollywood is a metaphor for the rich and famous and powerful.
Okay.
I just added that because it makes it sound better.
All right. I was going to say, like, that just sounds like so American arrogance. Like, our stars, actors in our shows.
He's not from America.
Oh, he's not? Where's he from?
I'm not going to say anymore.
Oh, my God. He's not even American. my God.
But say Hollywood is like Epstein and Weinstein and all the other Steens that are fucking people.
All the other Steens. Oh, my God. So Epstein had nothing to do with Hollywood.
No, but he was part of the Operation Cornflakes or whatever. Pizza Hut. Operation Pizza Hut.
Why is it called Operation Pizza Hut?
What's the pizza one?
Pizza Gate.
Yeah.
Operation Pizza Hut.
So when he said Hollywood, he's just talking about, let's just say, the elite.
Gotcha. So.
Who are in movies.
Who are in movies. What drives me crazy, or what made me laugh the most about this is that to see what's his name, Seth Rogen. Have you paid attention to anything? He's been bailing out protesters and all that kind of shit, and just basically giving people all kinds of shit. It's like, I used to think Seth Rogen was a funny guy. Like, I didn't realize he was a fucking douchebag. It was just, I think it shows like where people are actually at. You know, like. Seth Rogen thinks that anybody legitimately cares about his opinion, you know, about anything serious.
Well, don't some people, somebody's got to care.
Idiots. Idiots.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look at our audience.
I mean, I'm no Seth Rogen, you know, it just, I don't understand how these people get elevated to, like you said, elites. How is Seth Rogen elite anything? He's a fat stoner.
But I don't know that I'm talking, when I say the Hollywood elite, I don't think I'm talking about Seth Rogen.
All right. Are we talking about Tom Hanks?
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, there's accusations.
But what's the degree of difference between Tom Hanks and Seth Rogen? Haven't they both been in a Kevin Bacon movie? Aren't they the same? I mean,
are you fucking kidding me? Okay. Are they the same? Oh, no. Are they the same? Can you picture Seth Rogen as Forrest Gump?
Would have been a better movie. So you're okay. So now we're talking about levels of acting, you know, how good they are at acting. So that makes them.
No, I'm saying that Tom Hanks has been in 42 major Hollywood blockbusters, and Seth Rogen has been in Superbad.
God, Superbad was such a good movie. You ever seen Turner and Hooch?
Yes, I've seen Turner. What the fuck is?
Let's do a Turner and Hooch review show. Right now, just from what you remember, there was a dog and it slobbered and
did it talk?
No, that was Milo and Otis.
Was Turner or Hooch a cop?
Turner was the cop. Hooch was the dog, right? No, maybe they were both. Didn't they deputize the dog?
I don't remember.
I don't either. You're supposed to be reviewing this movie. So Turner was a cop, and he got a partner. He got assigned a new partner, Hooch, and he was a clean guy, and Hooch was a big dog that drooled everywhere. So it was like the odd couple, but one of them was a dog. I don't fucking know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe we should start prepping for these episodes.
Fuck it. What fun would that be?
Let's do a Turner and Hooch review, and neither one of us have seen it in 20 years.
Now tell me, what's funnier, doing a Turner and Hooch review that we haven't seen in 20 years, or doing a fucking Turner and Hooch review?
What if we did a Turner and Hooch reenactment as a true crime?
Great. I don't even remember what the crime was in Turner and Hooch. I'm sure it was drugs. All those movies from the 80s were drugs. All the crime movies from the 80s were all drugs for some reason. It was all cocaine. There was like fucking 10 billion pounds of cocaine in every movie.
And people from Cuba.
Yeah, and the Cubans.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Nope, I lost it.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, well.
Here it is.
Go watch Turner and Hooch if you're like, you know, six or whatever. You want to see a stupid movie.
Thank you, Brandon.
Here's a gift from Promises Kept Collective and HHIGS for the shout-outs.
It's a diaper company.
What?
It's a diaper company.
From Brandon's diaper company for the shout-outs recently. I've seen massive turnaround in listeners, so thanks, Doug and Anthony. You're welcome. Anthony confirmed likes boys. Confirmed how?
Okay, so
where's the confirmation?
We did this thing, and it worked well for 3 weeks.
Okay.
If I didn't play a sound and put it up, we were just putting the super chat on the screen and not going to address it because it was distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
And this week, you've decided to shit all over that and just read anything that pops up in front of you. Are you still going from the script?
Yeah, from the script. Yeah, I'm still reading the script. Have we talked about transgenders yet? I think that's my favorite line from that script. Oh, my gosh.
Scary Toilet Paper says, tell me I'm pretty and I'll join Patreon today.
Thanks.
You're not going to tell him he's pretty?
I thought you were going to. All right, thanks. I don't even know what he looks like, or she.
Does it matter?
If you're a she, then yeah, you're pretty. If you're a he, then not so much.
All right, fuck it. If you're a he, you're pretty, and if you're a she, not so much.
There we go. See? You won both ways.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a true statement. So Bezos, what's this article? Like he got rich or something? He won the lottery?
He won the lottery. Oh my God. Oh, where are we at here? Let's see.
Protesters build guillotine in front of Jeff Bezos' house after his wealth hits $200 billion.
And then, oh God, I put this up there a couple days ago and this is even better. You know who Tyler Perry is?
Medea.
Yeah. So I saw an article come across today that said that Tyler Perry is now a billionaire. He made it. He's a billionaire now. And they're not putting guillotines in front of Tyler Perry's house.
Wouldn't it be great if Jeff Bezos like owned Tyler Perry? Like so.
Yes, that would be great. But if so if you think about it, the headline writes itself, like protesters put guillotine in front of Big Mama's house. That would be the fucking headline of the century, man. I don't understand the idea of putting guillotines in front of rich people's houses. Like, You trying to scare him? You think that that guy's really scared of you? Jeff Bezos could give a fuck less.
You and I argue quite often about money.
Yeah.
Do you have
it's like we're married.
Do you have an issue with somebody being a 200 billionaire?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought for sure I thought I was asking a very leading question, thinking we'd get into that conversation.
Oh, we can have that conversation. I think it's not that somebody has that much money. It's the idea that they made that money on the backs of you know what I mean? Like they exploited their workers' labor or whatever the fucking argument is.
But
you know?
That's like a paradox. Because if they didn't exploit their workers, they wouldn't have that money for us to talk about.
But is it exploitation? How are we defining exploitation? You work,
we're,
I give you money.
You're the one that used the word. I'm not defining shit.
No. That's why this is here. That's why this article exists, is because people say that in order for you to make that much money, you have to have exploited the labor of your workers. There's no other way. There's no honest, moral way for anybody to ever have that much money. That's their argument.
Conjecture? Is that right? Is that the right word?
Stupid. I think the word is stupid. But yes, conjecture would be, I think that would work.
I don't think I've ever used that word in a sentence before. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yes. Put this one down in history.
So, okay. Here's what I know.
All right.
So I had a lot of things going on today, mm-hmm. which I could probably just do the whole episode on what happened today. But
all right.
What I know is I went out to my mailbox and I pulled out a thing of coffee. And what I mean is a can of coffee.
From your mailbox?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, you don't have to go to the store. They send coffee straight to your house.
Right. That's why he's a fucking 200 billionaire. Because I got it from him. I bought it from Jeff Bezos.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I'm completely okay that he has $200 billion if it means that I notice I'm low on coffee yesterday and I have some today.
So, what if you were a person who was protesting Jeff Bezos putting up guillotines in front of his house because, you know, Amazon's the enemy or whatever the argument is, and then you go downtown to wherever fucking city you live in and you burn down their businesses, everybody that shopped at those businesses, they have to shop on Amazon now, you dumb fucks. you're basically, these people are forcing people to shop at Amazon because they're burning down every other place and then trying to threaten Jeff Bezos for running Amazon. What do you morons want? It's like people don't even think like, oh, you mean my actions have consequences?
I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Why don't we make our own Amazon? Why don't we do that?
Okay.
I want to be a 200 billionaire.
Me too. I'll take, you know what? You take 1 billion. I'll take 1 billion or 100 billion, I guess. I'll take 100 billion. So how do we do it? If you want some coffee, call Doug. You tell Doug and Doug will order it on his Amazon and send it to you. How about that? We'll just be a go-between. So that way you don't have to shop on Amazon. So you don't have to feel bad for help for supporting Amazon. And it's green somehow.
So I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I know this guy that he started going to auctions mm-hmm. and buying pallets of shit. Mm-hmm. And then just putting it on eBay at an incredibly marked up rate.
Yeah.
And he happened to buy a semi load full of whatever the shit that you spray to kill germs.
Hand sanitizer? Or like a disinfectant?
Yeah. Right before this COVID shit hit. Yeah. So he's been selling it for like, he bought it for whatever, 75 cents a can, and he's selling it for $15 a can.
Holy moly. Yeah.
But he's just making a fucking killing off this.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right. Tell him we'll give him 80 cents. That way he'll still make money, and then we can sell him for $15.
He's also making his own hand sanitizer and selling that.
Really?
And he's doing private label. So we could theoretically, we could have a Who's Right hand sanitizer if we wanted to.
It would be cheap. Wouldn't it be cheaper and easier just to save up both of our own shit and have a hand desanitizer? Because you want to build your immune system. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you a jar of my shit. You're going to be the healthiest motherfucker ever.
How much do you think we could get for just little poop nuggets? Like
poop nuggets. Sun-dried. I'll sun-dry my shit for
artisan
you.
Poop nuggets.
I don't know. That's worth, I mean, it was free, so anything we make is pure profit. Oh my God.
That one, whatever, Belle Delphine or whatever sold her bathwater. We should be able to sell our poop.
Yes. Is it illegal to sell poop?
Oh fuck.
Is it?
I think I would. I don't know. No. Didn't what, we talked about the one people
they sold
buying the, shit the, Twinkies.
Yeah. I was going to say they sold the Twinkies. So what if we cook it first to kill all the germs?
You know how bad your fucking house would stink?
No, I'm not going to cook it. I figure I'll do the shit and you do the cooking. I'll strain it and I'll only send you the solids.
But microwave.
if we microwave your shit.
If we buy just a special product microwave.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nope. I'll do you one better. I'm going to get a food dehydrator and we're going to make shit powder. So you can sprinkle it on whatever you want. I'm going to make, we'll mix it with some fucking chili peppers, make shit powder with like chili peppers. That'd be fucking great. We're going to be rich.
Hey, super chat. hey, this is Nick's sister. Could you tell your favorite Nick story if you have one? My favorite Nick story was when he came on last week. I know three Nick stories. He came on this week, last week, and the week prior.
Good story.
Cool good story. Times, man.
Good times. Good times. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. So if it's not illegal to sell shit, and there are people who eat shit, why isn't there somebody that made $1 million selling shit? I don't understand.
It's got to be illegal to sell shit. It's like hazardous or something.
Yeah, but
illegal to sell your poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
Well, you can earn $13,000 a year selling your poop.
Really?
Huh. You can sell your poop to people who need it for cash. What?
I need poop for cash.
Is it illegal to mail poop? Poop typically doesn't arrive via delivery or in your mailbox, but when it does, it can be breaking news.
How else would it arrive if it's not arrived via delivery?
So I would imagine. Okay, so maybe it's illegal to sell or it's illegal to ship your poop if the person isn't expecting your poop.
Oh,
but if the person ordered your poop, then maybe that makes it legal. But then they could tell you that they want it, and then you send it to them,
and
they're like,
jail.
"Oh, gross, poop!" And then you know,
it's like an FBI sting. We're gonna set up a sting where we tell people we want poop, and then we change our minds.
Okay, right here. While it's illegal to harass others by sending them poop, it's entirely legal to get poop shipped to someone for entertainment or gag purposes.
Yep, makes me gag every time. Huh.
The makers of the raunchy, humor-themed Cards Against Humanity game legally shipped approximately 30,000 customers a box of poop from a live bull. The game creators advertised a box of bullshit for $6 on Black Friday.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Okay, so there's a place called Poop Senders where you can give somebody their address Senders. And have them send them poop.
Uh-huh.
But they have a disclaimer that says poop packages are for entertainment only.
Huh. It should say poop packages are for sexual purposes only.
It's so stupid that it. Okay, so let's say I get real mad at you, and I decide to shit in a box and send it to you. I can be arrested for that.
Yeah,
but if we're friends and I send you a box of shit and you open it and you're like, oh, shit. And I'm like, ah, gotcha. Then it's like, hey, that was a joke, man. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't like it.
All right. So I'm going to say it right here on the air, just in case you ever decide to send me a box of shit. It was just a joke. Don't arrest Doug. It's cool. So go ahead and feel free to send your shit. So does that mean we can sell our shit on our merch site? Man, I want to. I'm in. Let's do it. Let's sell shit. We need to get a mixologist, and I'll shit in a jar, and you shit in a jar, and we'll have a guy mix it up for us. That way we get special blends.
Have you ever had to do that, like give a stool sample?
I have, no.
So they give you that, the hat, right? So the hat sits in the toilet. So it's, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It looks like a cowboy hat upside down. So you put it in your toilet and you put the seat down. So then when you shit, you're just shitting into this cup.
Oh.
And they get, it's well like the fucking, the part of the hat where your head goes.
Yeah. Yeah. The 10 gallon part.
Yeah. And then, so you, after you wipe, keep in mind that you can't wipe and put the shit in or your shitty toilet paper in the water. So you just got to
hold on to it until you're done.
No, you got to fold it up and then put it on the side of the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't have to. That's what I chose to do. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hold it with your teeth.
But just remember that we haven't got to the part where we're sending them the shit yet. It's still in the toilet.
So you don't take it, you send it?
Well, I had to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So they give you a test tube that's like no bigger around than, let's say,
your finger,
an ink pen.
Oh, okay. Even better.
And then a little mini spoon. So
no.
you sit there and you're scooping the shit out, and then you got to rub it on the brim so it falls in, and you just keep packing it in there. And then you put the little fucking plunger cap on it, and then you got to put the hazardous waste sticker around it or whatever.
Are you serious?
But then you're stuck with this thing of shit. And then the funny thing was, so I didn't have to send mine in. I had to take it in.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't take it in until the next day. So, and they didn't want it to do anything. They said, it's okay to put this in your fridge. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's really, really not. So why wouldn't they just make the cowboy hat with a lid, and they can scoop it with a fucking spoon? I'm not going to scoop my shit into a fucking vial for you.
You are if you want to figure out what's wrong with you.
Well, I guess I'm dying. I don't... Huh. Imagine if that's how they had to do a test every time you had like a cold or whatever. There was no swab. No, they had to test your shit for everything every time. That would suck.
Uncle P. I don't know. That's stupid. That's. I knew somebody was going to do it. I don't know why it wouldn't be Master P.
Well, Master P is irrelevant. That's why. He's trying to bring back his own relevance. So if you don't know what we're talking about, Master P started making Aunt Jemima mix or whatever, but it's Uncle P. It's fucking pancake mix. Would you agree that Master P is all but irrelevant? I mean, is No Limit Records even still around?
You know what? I don't know if they're still around. I don't know that they ever put anything out after Make 'Em Say Uh. I think he spent all his money on getting that gold-plated tank, and
that was it.
Didn't Snoop Dogg go over to No Limit for a little bit?
I thought so. I think I remember, like, every single album they put out, like, the cover was exactly the same. Yeah. So, and I think I remember Snoop Dogg being on one of those covers.
Yeah, they're... So, you know, I have to assume, like, if you don't know what we're talking about, every album cover, it looked like the rapper's name was emblazoned in diamonds.
Yes.
Everything was sparkly, and there was a lot of, like, lens flare effects.
Yeah, and it was like he was sitting, it was like everyone, it was like they were sitting on a throne. It was, like, supposed to be, like, were rich, that you like give off the impression that this person, but every single cover was exactly the same.
Yeah. If you wanted to trick somebody into thinking you were rich without having any money,
mm-hmm,
and without showing any money, because
right.
So you can imagine how, anyway, yeah, everything looked the same. And then he had No Limit Records,
mm-hmm,
which a gold tank was the mascot.
Yes.
You know what? Now that we're talking about music.
Yeah.
So we do our music poll every week.
Yes.
Did you look at this last one?
Yeah, you put up a song that I had already put up before. I sent you a song and you put up the wrong one. But
is that a true statement?
Yes.
Bullshit. I put up the one, whatever's on the Trello board.
Nope.
Okay, so you're telling me that you go a whole week of not even having your song represented and don't even say anything to me?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, you know
it
what
was,
is it?
It was easier to not argue with you about it because I know you would have been like, bullshit, I didn't do that. I put what you put on the board.
Yeah, bullshit, I didn't do that. I put what you put on the board.
Right.
Anyway, what you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm still winning.
Yeah, with didn't you already, you put up a song that you already put up too, I thought.
No.
No?
I haven't used Vanilla Ice yet.
All right.
All right, so in what can only be described as a massacre,
mm-hmm,
Vanilla Ice beat, what, Lucero? Is that?
Lucero.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But that's the second time that song has been up in our poll because.
Well, you shouldn't have picked it again.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I was super excited because I thought for sure when I put that song up there that it was just going to get destroyed.
I would have guessed that too, but oh well. That's all right. I got a good one for this week.
Yeah, so the common cold says, I regret eating dinner because of this poop conversation. We spent a lot more time talking about poop than I had anticipated.
I anticipated none.
I mean, we're always going to dabble in it.
Well, yeah. We always dabble in the poop. Oh my God.
Did you see this? It's the last article on the Trello board where it says confiscated supplies.
Let's see. No.
All right. Church truck with supplies for protesters seized in Kenosha.
Church truck. All right.
A Milwaukee church that sent a U-Haul filled with food and supplies to protesters in Kenosha said it was seized and the people inside were arrested. All right. So long story short, this church took up a collection and then went to send a bunch of, it says, food, water, Gatorade,
yeah,
to the protesters. And the U-Haul truck was seized and the people inside were arrested with and not given a reason.
So there's no like guns or like,
no,
you know,
no
bats or it says, I have no idea how the police could interpret water, Gatorade, bags of chips and fire extinguishers as a threat. Even after seeing all that they confiscated, all of that, they confiscated it and continue to proceed to arrest the driver and passenger. So
I don't know why this just reminded me of this. I got fired from a job for, so do you remember Bishop's Buffet?
Yes.
Okay. So when I was a dishwasher at Bishop's Buffet, we had to go in early morning Sundays to unload the truck.
Yeah.
And we would just fuck around the entire fucking time. Everything was just a fucking, just see what you could fuck around or fuck or whatever. So the manager she was in the office with the door closed and we were unloading the truck and I brought my dolly in with the frozen food and then ducked around the corner and grabbed the fire extinguisher. I had never fired a fire extinguisher previous to this point.
All right.
What I thought was that you could go and everybody go, ah, fire extinguisher. And then you go on about your business.
Yeah.
It turns out
not quite how it works.
That when you go, it covers everything in white.
it's like a foam, like an expanding foam almost.
That is a true statement. That's exactly what it was like. So I sprayed it, and then much to my chagrin, there was white shit everywhere. So I just hung the fire extinguisher back up, grabbed my dolly, and right then, because everybody was hooping and hollering, the manager comes out, and I had this look on my face like, you won't believe what these fuckers just did.
Some black guy just broke in and spread the fire extinguisher everywhere. I could see you saying that. So you got fired on the spot?
Yeah, them cocksuckers narked me out.
That sucks.
Everybody in the conversation, you were either Doug, the manager, or covered in white.
That's pretty funny. Oh, God. So I don't know how I feel about this. So these protests have turned into riots, right? They're not protests anymore, right?
No.
They're protests during the day, and then as soon as it gets dark, they start burning shit and you know, harassing people, right?
No, I think that you can have there's a name for that. Not riot. Like a violent protest.
Peaceful protest?
No, a violent protest.
Okay, what's the difference between a violent protest and a riot?
Riots are because you want a TV. Violent protest is because you're tired of the way the systematic racism is portraying black people and made for TV films or something. I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
This is all about made for TV films. I saw this Lifetime movie once and I didn't like it.
This is all a protest against the Hallmark Channel.
We're burning this motherfucker down. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about all of this. I don't know.
Like biracial feelings?
Yep. All my feelings are mixed. I think that.
About this article, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I have mixed feelings about all this. I don't know. Of course, I want people to be able to say what they want to say, protest how they want to protest, you know, whatever. But like, we're seeing what's happening. Like, they're just burning cities down. So a church filling up a truck with, you know, Gatorade and fire extinguishers and water. It's to me how I see that. I know this isn't right, but how I see
that. You know how many electrolytes you burn through trying to tear down a fucking building?
Right. I see this as a church filling a U-Haul with gasoline to throw on a fire that's already going or that's just starting to go out. Yeah, that's how it looks to me.
I don't know that I care how you feel about it.
So what'd you bring it up for?
Because you can't say just because they are doing something that you disagree with, that by supporting that is breaking the law.
No, I didn't say they were breaking the law. But I don't know how I feel about this. Okay, hold on. I have to clarify. It's fucked up that the cops would confiscate a truck full of fucking Gatorade and water and fire extinguishers. There is literally nothing illegal about that. That part is fucked up. The cops shouldn't do that. That's fucked. I'm just saying, like, in general, I'm not sure how I feel about helping these people burn down cities. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that the alternative is better. I'm not saying that the cops should stop them. I just don't like it. I don't have to like it or, you know.
Okay. Is it illegal to burn down a building that you don't own?
Yes.
All right. That takes the legs out of my argument.
All right. Did you think it was legal? I mean, you asked that question like you knew the answer already, and I said no, and you're like, wait, it's not?
I'm just trying to fill time, man.
Oh, my God.
Should I ask the question slower?
Yes.
Okay, so I think... Okay, so if you are handing a sandwich to somebody who is protesting against the deep state or whatever the fuck's going on. I don't know. Uh-huh. I think I'm okay with that, but give them all the sandwiches. Whatever you want to give them, that's fine.
Okay.
And to say that you're donating to protesters is fine.
Okay.
Now, if that truck was to arrive after dark when the fires have started, then you are feeding the rioters. Then you should be an accessory to arson.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. If you're giving the food to the people that are doing the illegal shit at the time they're doing the illegal shit.
So this is all a timing issue.
Yes, it is.
All right. Do you think it's the same people?
Okay. If let's say that Jeffrey Dahmer was still alive and that he didn't get arrested or caught.
Okay.
And he was still fucking kids and eating them.
Okay.
Or young men, not kids. I don't want to. He wasn't a pedophile.
All right. Yeah. We don't want to impugn his dignity, you know.
Okay. So in my mind, it's no different than if you're driving down the road and you pull over to the side and Jeffrey Dahmer is like, hey, I need a ride.
Uh-huh.
If you give him a ride from the gas station to the bar, that's not illegal.
Right.
Even though, because he hasn't done anything yet. Okay.
I can take the legs right out from under your argument, but go ahead.
No, you not yet. So if you just pick up a hitchhiker, he may have just killed 15 people and you don't know it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If he gets in your car and you give him a ride for 30 miles and then you drop him off,
yes.
You have not done anything illegal.
I agree.
Okay. Now let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Dahmer found his newest black guy that he's going to eat, and he's carrying him over his shoulder, and he's like, hey, can you give us a ride home? And he's still got the screwdriver in his skull.
Uh-huh.
You would probably have to answer some questions.
Right.
This is the same as that.
Yeah, I think you're right. This situation is more like the second one. I agree.
No, you don't know that because you don't know when the truck got there. If they were all just standing there with their signs saying, what, free Breonna Taylor or whoever is
okay, your argument might hold water if this was like 3 months ago or 4 months ago or whatever before all this started. But to pretend like there's no riots going on and you're just helping protesters and you don't know what's going to happen, you're pretending to be ignorant.
No, you're telling me you think every person there protesting is hanging out and then doing the burning and shit afterwards?
No, but I'm telling you that me personally, I wouldn't go handing out
when
water to people that could potentially in an hour.
Hold on. When we got 9/11,
yeah.
Did you donate to anybody or anything?
No.
Okay. So when we got 9/11, they basically asked all over the country to donate to first responders because they were there for, you know, they were working like 10-hour shifts or whatever.
Yeah, they were working 6-hour shifts. Yeah.
So we donated a bunch of whatever they were asking for, flashlights and gloves and water, toilet paper, CDs.
CDs? Mariah Carey CDs?
I was thinking Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Just send them a box of your junk. So what, did you take up a collection?
No. It was down at the mall.
They had like a box that you put shit in?
No, it was a fucking drive. They had semis there where you just drop your shit off. They'd throw it in the semi. And when the semi got full, they'd drive to 9/11.
I think you might have got had. They drove to they drove to a fucking flea market and sold all your shit.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is that when we donated that shit, we were donating it in good faith that it was going to go to people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so within 2 days after 9/11, New York went back to being the same shit show that it was, where people were doing burglaries and shit. They couldn't arrest that truck driver for driving foodstuffs, to the New Yorkers that were being dickheads. I don't know where I'm going. Just fuck.
I'm so lost. You just wanted to say 9/11. That was a long way around.
I just wanted to say that I donated something. I donated some water.
Cool. Oh my gosh. Like I said, I started this conversation saying, I don't know how I feel. I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I just wish they would stop burning the cities down. That's all. Is that too much to ask? Just stop burning the cities
down. Why do you care?
Because long term, it's going to be bad for everybody.
Long term. It's been going on for fucking 3 months.
Yeah, long term, as in like the rest of my kids' lives, probably.
Well, if they don't move to fucking Portland, they'll be fine.
I don't know. Oh my God.
I had somebody, I think it was on Discord, I don't know, somebody sent me a message and said, along the lines of, how are you doing with all this shit going on in the world? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's good. There's corn over here.
But he's from Portland.
Oh. Did you ask him? I'd like to have him on. I'm interested to find out what the hell's really going on. You know, talk to somebody that's really there. Because I don't know. For all I know, Portland's fine. There's no riots. You don't know what the hell's going on. You see video, but this video is... You can't even believe what you see anymore. How do you even know this video is from America?
It just shells of buildings.
Right. All right. If we are going to do Patreon shout outs, we need to do that because I have to go. I got to go to work. We started late. I got to get out of here.
You have to go to work early?
No. I have to go to work at the same time I go to work every night.
What time do you got to be at work?
I have to leave here at 8:45.
Oh, we got 24 more minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck. All right. All right. Time for me to yell at you. Nope.
What if you yell at me for what?
Oh, you did them. Holy shit. I'm so proud of you.
Go fuck yourself.
You did the backstories.
I don't need you to be proud of me. Suck my nuts.
I'm so proud of you.
Fuck off.
No, I thought I checked this morning and you hadn't done them.
Well, maybe check again. I don't fucking know. I'll fucking delete them right now. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Ian. I think Ian is petering out. He went from 57 to 5750.
I'm cool with it. He's petering up.
Thank you, Ian, again.
Sydney. Thank you, Sydney. Sydney signed up.
All right. Childish.
I want you to read all the backstories. I wrote them. You can read them.
No.
Go.
The investigator wrote them.
That's what I meant. Go.
Fucking.
Forgot.
All right. So as a reminder, anybody that signs up just pays annually or anally, either way.
If you pay anally, we're good. Everything's cool.
Childish K. CK is the son of a lesser known serial killer, Ned Grundy. See, that was funny.
It's a funny word.
During CK's childhood, his father would regularly bring home drifters and strangle them to death in the living room of the trailer that they shared with a family of Somalian immigrants. They couldn't afford a television and never learned to read, so this was the only form of entertainment for the family. After his father went to prison, he took up the family business, but soon learned that strangling hobos wasn't as fun as his dad made it sound. He currently works at Subway.
Ned Grundy. We'll just stick with that.
I could have just stopped after Ned Grundy.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Jorge. Thank you, Jorge.
Cow. Thank you for donating anally. Cow is a motivational speaker. He travels the country and speaks to people about the power of money. He charges $5,000 per person to attend his talks, where he teaches about using money to buy happiness. He believes that poverty is immoral. The road to being a better person is paved with dollar bills. He was quoted in Architecture Vision magazine as saying the best way for people not to be poor is to simply get more money. He also started a charity. You know, you don't have to make these this long.
It's not even long.
He also started a charity that works to help motivational speakers find people who have money but lack motivation. It should have just been that line.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Ty. Thank you, Ty.
Albert also signed up anally. Albert is a chef with a food truck called the Gravy Hole.
That's funny.
That only sells gravy. He claims to have 35 varieties of sausage gravy, some iced, some hot, some chunky, some smooth. Albert traveled to remote parts of the Amazon.com to source his ingredients. He learned the preparation method by watching YouTube videos. His specialty dish called the Thick and Slick is a hot, chunky sausage chai gravy latte with cream and sugar topped with cinnamon, served in a soup bowl.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh. Cal just edited their pledge to $10. Thank you, Cal.
Tyler, thank you for signing up.
What the hell? Cyanide canolis? Canolis? Cyanide cannoli. Don't eat the cannolis. They got cyanide in them. Thank you.
Just edited their pledge to $108. Thank you. Is a self-described scientist. He is a senile, immoral, deranged, and unpredictable old man with thick glasses and a gift for creating awkward sexual tension. He has killed at least one woman with his inventions and wounded dozens more. The woman who died was part of what he called the Operation Turkey on Rye. He was hoping to create artificial intelligence that could reliably and consistently make sandwiches. That one got me. Things went horribly wrong. The woman died, and the project was ultimately shut down.
Okay. Why can't you just have normal names? Thank you. Thanks, E.I. Tan. E-Tan.
Eaton? Yeah.
Sure, why not?
So the commander, I thanks for signing back up again. He dropped us, like, must have been for about a month or so.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil.
Ovex Mole. Ovex Mole. Ovex. Ovex Mole. Ovex Mole.
John.
Mole.
Oh, what is this? What do we have here? Am I supposed to read this?
So when start with who it is. They native, updated their pledge.
Native Crazy Bull.
Okay, so you know, we still offer the option that we'll say whatever you want, that I have never changed that message. So when somebody signs up to Patreon, they get a message from us saying, right, if you want us to shout something out, we'll do it.
Gotcha.
So that's what this is.
Gotcha. Hi, Slim Doug and Slow Anthony. Love the show. I hate to ask this, but since you're whoring for money, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, slut, plug my SoundCloud. It's at soundcloud.com/nativecrazybull. So go check that out. I'm sure he's a SoundCloud rapper, and that's awesome. After you do that, here's a quick hypothetical. Hypothetical.
I'm going to read the hypothetical.
Okay.
Because I don't like what he said.
Oh.
So I'm going to change it.
All right.
Say one day Anthony royally fucked up while cooking his shake and bake pork chops or making his complicated fag coffee. And what do you know? Surprise. As a result, he ended up setting his house on fire again. Poor Bernie. Now his daughter is gone and his useless son is still breathing somehow, yet he is in desperate need of a skin graft. But there's no more pigskin left for poor Bernie, so Anthony calls me up. He offers to pay for liposuction operation, plus the flight and hotel in exchange for your skin to help little Bernie. Sounds like a win-win, but odds are Anthony will be the sole reason Bernie catches on fire again, plus you will most likely end up fat again. Is it worth it, and am I gay for writing this?
Win-win? You're skinny with no skin? How's that a win-win?
I think you can... I mean, it's not like I would have to donate all my skin. Like, you know how fucking funny that would be?
If you donated all your skin,
skin
just made a coat
on a 12-year-old boy.
That would be awesome. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're gay for writing it, unless it turns you on with Doug with no skin. Does that turn you on?
You know what we should do? How much time do you got?
None.
All right. We won't do it then.
All right.
I was going to say we should go check out his SoundCloud right now on the show.
Oh, yeah. Go to his SoundCloud.
You just said you didn't have any time.
I don't. Is there any more? I got to go, but we got time to check out his SoundCloud for a second.
Fuck.
I really should have been out of here like 15 minutes ago.
Can you call in?
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, I guess. I'll just not go. How's that sound?
All right. Thank you, everybody. We will listen to his SoundCloud on the way out. Isn't that what people say?
Yeah. Sure. That's what people say.
What's his name? Fucking Native Red Bull or something?
Native Crazy Bull. Sorry, guys. I won't be able to make it into the after show chat tonight.
Me neither. We'll make it up to you.
Yeah. I'll stay. We'll make it up to you.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. I hope he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, fucking.
I hope he has a face right. tattoo.
You want to hear Gone or Look at Me?
Look at Me.
Here we go.
Is a SoundCloud rapper. Yes.
I think about it too often. Don't pay attention to nonsense. Still recording in the closet. Do it.
I like this.
Me too.
But look at me. Now look at me. Hey. Look at me, mama. Just look at me. Hey. Can't get this shit on my head. 5 a.m. is when I'm going to bed. Wake up and go run a check. Think I won't make it. Then bitch,
why in the fuck hasn't he sang us a theme song?
That's what I'm saying. This is good.
All right, I'm checking out another song. All right. This one's called Gone. Right. Ah, it's fucking gay. I wonder how many copyright shit we're getting.
No, it's SoundCloud. It's fine.
We're on YouTube, dum-dum.
No, no, it's SoundCloud. It's fine.
Crazy bull.
All I ever wanted was a girl under my arm. Someone who wouldn't judge me for the freak that I've become. She tells me I should keep looking. I'm telling her she's wrong.
But maybe the first one's song was better.
Yeah, all right.
Should have went out on the first song. Anyways, check it out. Crazy Red Bull. Native Crazy Bull. Damn it, I'm fucking everybody up. Native Crazy Bull on SoundCloud.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right, bye.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to look at the drawing.
Oh. Oh, God. So are we going to call the episode Poop Nuggets? Poop Nuggets. Yeah. It's funny.
I like it, Nick. Thank you.
Yes, that's good. Sure.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.